95.7 FM, Murph Radio. It's 8:39. Time to talk a little football. Football season's right around the corner, which means cheer season right around the corner as well. Adam Weaver, Vice President of Central Keystone Football and Cheer. Adam, welcome to the morning show. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe, but summer's flying by. We talk about this.
Don't tell those teachers. It's halfway over.
I know, right? So you've got practice already starting this coming Monday, which we'll talk about, but I mean, that's how quickly things are wrapping up as far as the summer, right?
That's right. Yep. All right. Non-padded practice starts next week.
Let's talk about the Central Keystone League. First of all, it's a wonderful league. Let's talk about your organizations. What's different about your group than maybe some other youth football organizations?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have the commitment to every kid plays, right? So, we don't do cuts or anything like that. We want the kids to come out. We want the kids to be active. We want the kids to learn the fundamentals of football and cheer. We want to be a good feeder league, you know, into the junior high, and then junior varsity and varsity and things like that. So
it really is a wonderful program. So you've got six organizations, and each organization has three programs within, right? So take us through the organizations and then the groups that fall into that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So here in the Central Keystone Football and Cheer League, we have three kind of age categories. Okay, you have your 5 to 7, your 8 to 10, and then 11 to 13 year olds, and that's across the board, whether it's football or cheer.
Okay,
and then you have six organizations. So depending on where you live, you're going to fall into the boundaries of one of those organizations. So you have, if you live in Juniata County, that's all Juniata. We have Kish, which is kind of out in your Milroy, Reedsville, Belleville area. We have Juniata Terrace, which is the Terrace, and then, you know, some parts of Lewistown. We have McVeigh Town, which would be kind of your near Walmart and further down. Burnham, which is kind of the Burnham area and parts of Derry Township as well. And then we have Derry Decatur.
So you've got really 18 different groups in all.
Yeah, essentially.
And you've got a lot of opportunities for children to play. And everybody, so if everybody signs up, as far as, say one team, and we'll just say, talk about a midget team, 11 to 13 year old.
Yeah.
One team has 40 children show up, another team has 30, just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Everybody still gets to play no matter how many children show up? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. Yep. That's absolutely
wonderful.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to teach the kids fundamentals and the biggest thing is, and it's great that you actually brought that up, because our midget age group, the 11 to 13, there are some organizations that we could use some more kids. That's the age group that actually overlaps with junior high football as well. So that can be a struggle sometimes, because at seventh grade, the kids can start playing for Mifflin County. So, and we don't want to steal any kids from there. We're just trying to make sure maybe some sixth graders who are looking to play football for the school next year, who'd like to get a little more, a little more practice in, a little more repetition. Or maybe if you have some, some seventh, potentially eighth graders who aren't trying to, play school football, but still want to kind of get that last year in. We have some organizations who could really use some in the midget age group.
And maybe someone that just wants to play football for the first time, see if they like it.
Absolutely.
You never know. So, or same with cheer. Chance to get out there and just have some fun. So practice does start Monday. You can register online, right? CentralKeystone.com?
Absolutely.
Is that the best way to register?
That is. And then someone from the organization will typically get in contact with you, because there's some more in person after that.
Okay. CentralKeystone.com is where you'll want to go to get registered. Again, 5 to 13 year old boys, girls, cheer, football, it's all right there for you at CentralKeystone.com. So again, especially the 11 to 13 year old midget football is where you really need the folks to come out.
Yep. Okay. There are some organizations that could use a few more kids, so we can field teams for all the organizations.
I saw one of the things that's really cool too this year. And now it's going to be mainly for Apple users, iPhone users, but you've got a new fan experience coming this year too, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to make sure that, that the communities and the organizations can really get behind it. So, you know, being able to track, you know, wins and losses and being able to look at the standings and things like that, you know, we definitely are an every kid's play league. But, you know, in that, you know, we are trying to teach the kids the value of hard work and wins and losses and things like that. And we have some great parents and we have some great, you know, organizations who, hey, we do get pretty competitive sometimes. So
this is it's a great league. It's been around for how long now?
I believe we are close to 10 or 11 years in its kind of in its previous formation. So, you know, we're doing some new things this last year to try to kind of take our league to the next level. But yeah, about 11 years.
Wow. And again, you can learn more, get registration information, boys, girls, 5 to 13 years old, centralkeystone.com. Adam Weaver, he's the VP of the league. How long have you been involved with the league and serving as VP, by the way?
Yeah, actually just this past year. Wow. So, yeah, my boys started playing and
so you got stepped involved. Right in.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. Good for you. We appreciate you giving back. That's great.
Absolutely.
It's 8:45 on the Murph Morning Show. Again, you can find all the details at centralkeystone.com. Adam, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's 8:45.